Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Why Information Grows the Evolution of Order, From Atoms to Economies by Cesare Hidalgo is a nonfiction work of economic theory and interdisciplinary science. It argues that economic growth is not best understood only through money, institutions, or output, but through the accumulation of information understood as physical order. Hidalgo draws on economics, physics, information theory, and network thinking to explain why some societies are able to create increasingly complex products and systems, while others remain limited. The book is especially concerned with how knowledge becomes embedded in material things, from DNA and tools to machines and modern industrial products. Rather than treating information as abstract data, it presents it as something that must be stored, maintained, and coordinated in the real world. The result is a broad theory of development that connects the growth of order in nature to the growth of productive capacity in economies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, information as physical order rather than abstract data. A central claim of the book is that information should be understood physically, not just symbolically. Hidalgo treats information as the arrangement of matter that gives a system structure and function. A finished product has value because atoms are organized in a very specific way, not because of the raw materials alone. This perspective shifts attention away from a narrow focus on prices or transactions, and toward the actual complexity embodied in things people make. It also helps explain why products such as computers, cars, or pharmaceuticals are more than the sum of their inputs. Their value depends on a large amount of coordinated knowledge, frozen into material form. The argument is important because it offers a way to measure economic capability through the complexity of what a society can produce. In this framework, information is not an optional metaphor. It is the basis for understanding why order exists, how it persists, and why it matters for growth. Secondly, economic growth as the accumulation of productive knowledge. The book reinterprets growth as a process of increasing productive knowledge, rather than simply expanding income or consumption. Hidalgo suggests that wealthy economies are those that can combine many kinds of knowledge and turn them into sophisticated goods and services. This is why the complexity of a country's exports becomes such an important indicator in his analysis. When a society can produce advanced products, it reveals that it has accumulated the capabilities needed to coordinate labor, design, technology, and supply chains. The emphasis is not on wealth as an end in itself, but on the capacity to generate ever more complicated forms of order. This makes the book distinct from standard growth theory, which often centers on capital accumulation or labor productivity alone. Hidalgo's view implies that development is cumulative and path-dependent. The knowledge needed to make complex products is hard to acquire quickly, so economies tend to grow by adding layers of capability over time. Thirdly, networks expand what individuals and firms can know. Another major idea is that no individual or firm can contain all the knowledge needed for modern production. Hidalgo uses the logic of networked coordination to show why growth depends on connecting specialized pieces of knowledge across people and institutions. The book introduces the idea that there are limits to how much information a person or a company can hold and manage on its own, so economies must rely on collaboration. This makes networks central to development because they allow separate agents to combine partial knowledge into functional systems. A modern product is usually the result of many contributors, each controlling a small part of the overall process. The book therefore treats economies as distributed systems that compute through interaction. This network perspective also explains why industrial capability is shard to copy. It is not just one invention or one resource that matters, but the web of relationships that allows knowledge to be recombined efficiently. Growth depends on scale, diversity, and the ability to connect complementary skills. Fourthly, entropy, order, and the struggle to preserve complex systems. Hidalgo places his economic theory inside a broader physical story about entropy and order. The universe tends toward disorder, yet complex structures still emerge and persist in limited pockets. The book uses this tension to explain why information is rare and why maintaining it requires energy, structure, and continual work. Living organisms, cities, and economies all resist decay by organizing matter in ways that can preserve and transmit complexity. This is not merely a poetic comparison. It is a conceptual bridge between physics and development. Economic systems are shown as fragile structures that must constantly be repaired and reinforced if they are to continue generating value. Factories, institutions, infrastructure, and technical skills all help preserve order against breakdown. By framing growth this way, the book makes clear that prosperity is not a natural default. It is an achievement that depends on sustained coordination and maintenance. The result is a more dynamic view of development, one that emphasizes how hard it is to keep complex information alive in the face of disorder. Lastly, a cross-disciplinary method for explaining why some economies outperform others. The book stands out because it deliberately crosses disciplinary boundaries. Hidalgo combines ideas from economics, physics, biology, sociology, and information theory to answer a question that older frameworks often treat too narrowly. Why do some places become productive and innovative, while others stagnate? Instead of focusing only on institutions or geography, he looks at the underlying mechanisms that make complex production possible. This produces a theory of economic divergence that is both broader and more structural than conventional country comparisons. The use of complexity and networks also gives the book a diagnostic value. It encourages readers to examine what a society can actually make, not just how much money it has. That makes the analysis useful for understanding industrial capability, development policy, and long-term competitiveness. At the same time, the book is more theoretical than prescriptive, so its strength lies in reframing the problem rather than offering a simple policy manual. Its value is in giving readers a new lens for thinking about modernization, innovation, and national prosperity. In conclusion, Why Information Grows is best suited to readers who want a serious interdisciplinary explanation of economic development rather than a conventional business or policy book. Economists, students of complexity science, policymakers, and technically minded general readers will gain the most from it, especially if they are interested in how knowledge becomes embedded in products and institutions. Its main benefit is conceptual. It offers a unified way to think about growth across atoms, biology, networks, and economies, which makes it more ambitious than books that explain development through a single factor, such as capital, incentives, or institutions. It stands out in the economic literature because it treats productive knowledge as something measurable, in the complexity of what societies can build. That gives the book a distinctive lens on industrial capability and national prosperity. It is also intellectually useful because it pushes readers to ask better questions about what economies actually produce and how that production depends on coordination. Compared with similar books, it is more theoretical, more cross-disciplinary, and more focused on the physical meaning of information. If you would like to support Cesar A. Hidalgo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.